COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
Welcome home. Come on in and close the door. You've been gone too long. Come on in, you're home once more. Bit of Peter Zinley there for you, John.
Hiya, Mike. It's lovely to see you.
John, I like this mic. It is, my ear. How are you doing? Yeah. Right? Not so bad, yeah. Mike.
Really good. And I can see Reese was in the corner as well.
He was having a right laugh, wasn't he? He'd been here a couple of minutes. Like, we've been shooting a shit about all sorts of different stuff. And then you come along and he fucked off.
I'm still here.
I just can't see his lovely face. Yeah. And I got to say, John, he's looking lovely, isn't he, Reese?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it's that Eastern Canadian air or what it is, but he looks fucking lovely. Like, it's that big pool he got outside in his front garden, I think.
When you buy a piece of ham and it's all tied up with string, it looks like him, don't it? All pink and lovely with all string around the middle of his body.
Roll him in fucking breadcrumbs and have him with a big old slice of fucking pineapple, mate.
Just be fucking smart. And you get one of them pricking forks and you stick it in him, and when the juices run clear, you know you're ready to suck the living daylights from out of him.
Yeah. See, you are.
Yeah, good, yeah.
Nice to be back in the saddle, innit?
I tell you what, let's be honest, we missed a couple of weeks. Was it 2 weeks, Reece? I think it was 2 weeks.
Yeah. I think we'll just call it
minus fortnight. We're both Welsh boys. We'll call that minus fortnight.
Lovely.
Yeah. Summer holidays.
These morons, they don't take time off from their work, do they?
A lot of them are going to Greece and Spain on holiday.
Yeah, well, I got zero sympathy from them.
You know, exactly. That's what I say. You know,
I've just come back from Ibiza.
Oh, love on the drugs?
Oh, big time drugs meal, yeah.
Yeah. But take them over.
She's over to Rio de Janeiro next week. She can't wait.
Well, that's to get the old handbag. Pop the drugs inside, spend a couple of weeks over there, make a few grand. You've got your own personal, you know, for use in the nightclubs and the discos there, there. And then you just come back with a suntan and you've made a bit of money as well. Why not, you know?
You know, I was going to do the hard yards when you start off. You've got to do the Singapore run and stuff and risk life and limb.
You've got to prove yourself. Yeah. You know, you've got to prove yourself to the big lads.
Singapore, you're in.
Yeah, the big lads at the top of the chain. That's it. You know, what would you smuggle and where would you? This is a good feature now.
What would you smuggle? How
and where would you smuggle it to as well?
I would smuggle Levi's 501s jeans to North Korea.
Oh, good. Yeah, lovely.
Up my ass.
How many pairs?
Two pairs.
Yeah.
I'd wrap them in the greaseproof baking paper.
Yes. Yeah.
They're always looking for the old cling film, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Make a rustling sound as you go through.
Straight up there.
And then all the papers.
Well, I would wear very new shirts and new trousers.
So you look.
Oh, sorry, excuse the rustling. I got my clothes are brand new.
Brand new, mate. I get some.
Then when I got to, what's the capital city called?
Pyongyang?
That's it. When I got to Pyongyang, I get in my hotel room and just shit out my jeans. And on the black market, I'd make upwards of £200.
The thing is, there was only one room in a toilet in a hotel, and they got a load of cameras in there. And I had a load of Beatles tapes and four cans of Coke shoved up me, and I had to wait 40 minutes for Mike to get his Levi's out. And they weren't fucking small size neither.
What would you smuggle, John? If you was going, where would you go and what would you smuggle now?
I reckon if I was going to smuggle something, I mean, once you've done jeans to Pyongyang, there's not much further you can take it across. But, I reckon personally, I'd build a time machine and go back to communist Russia, like, and take them a load of fucking, you know, DVDs of you being framed and all that over. And they fucking watch all that. In fact, what I do...
He's dead!
I know what I do, Mike.
What?
I build a fucking time machine, right? And I go back to about 1986. And then I get a fucking Ferguson video star tape cassette recorder.
And I'm not sure how it's going to be.
Exactly.
It's just lifetime guarantee. You can take what you want both night and day, then re-record,
not fade away. And of course, what I do then, I get all the tapes and I tape all of the You've Been Frames, all of the You Bets, and all of the Gladiators from a period of 86 onwards. And then, of course, I take the machine back in time again to 85 after, because I'd spend, you know, what, 85 to 89 in the 80s recording everything.
Mm.
Then I get a
non-stop,
you know, get a load of snacks in. And of course, people say, well, firstly, Mike, people are going to say, well, how could you afford to do that? Well, of course, I'd know all the sporting events, Mike. I'd know Mexico 86, what the result was going to be. So, like Back to the Future, I put some money on other bookies, right? Make my wealth from
make
that.
A fucking killing, bro. I bet you'd be fucking that bear money, mate. I wouldn't even fucking bother doing no fucking traveling after that, mate. Need to fucking go and sell no contraband. You've been fucking on the ponies, mate, for 5 years, knowing all the scars.
But it's the thrill, ain't it, Mike? You know, not only have I broken a system by making loads of money off the winning of a Mexico 86, but then what I do, right, I go back in time to 86 after I've reached 89. I go over to Pyongyang or possibly Guangdong province in China, anywhere where they're a bit oppressed, right? And I take all my tape cassettes, all my jeans, all my Coca-Cola. I make a fucking killing off of that, right? Then I come back to 1986. Then I find myself as a 10-year-old. Yes. And I'd 69 myself. And then I go back to the fucking future, mate.
After sucking off your 10-year-old self, whilst your 10-year-old self sucked you off.
Oh, mate, do you recognize me? It's only me when I'm older. I'm minted, mate. Do you know
I recognize this cheese anywhere, mate.
I want to. Oh, my God. Let me show you.
Is that paedophilia if you're sucking yourself off?
It's a great question. Have I corrupted
myself?
Get
in touch with the podcast if you've ever thought about fucking a prepubescent version of yourself. You know what I mean?
Have you got a time machine? Have you ever thought of going back in time and 69 yourself and making a million on the black market? Let us know. Is it wrong?
What would you smuggle to where and how?
Yeah. What would you smuggle to
where?
And
what would you do to your prepubescent self if you had no strings attached and get away with it?
I'd tell my prepubescent self to never waste money on Games Workshop.
Did you? Surprisingly, makes
you surprisingly unattractive to the opposite sex as well.
Did you spend a lot of money on the old Games Workshop then?
Between the ages of 8 and 13.
Yeah, but look at your career now, poor boy.
I couldn't afford any drugs between the ages of 18 and 13.
Yeah, because you were focused on tech because you're a nerd.
Yeah,
and now look, you got the last laugh. You stood there with your fucking your soundproof phone behind you with your proper microphone.
Yeah.
Sipping on a fucking can of soda pop in your North American studio.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
You probably go back home to your big pool afterwards.
Can you name, you know, like with Games Workshop, right? There's different ones. There's robot ones and there's orc ones and goblin ones.
Dungeon right. Dragon.
Yeah, all that. Can you name some of the characters, but do it in a very strong Newport accent?
Yeah, go on there, please.
Or a Risker accent.
Oh, God.
You can put some music over the top and just let them come out and put a bit of echo over it as well.
Sorry, I just had some coke.
Space Marines? Eldar? I can't remember anymore.
Oh, is that
good?
Space Marines?
Space Marines? Is this still a Games Workshop store in Newport?
There used to be. I don't think it is there. Now, there's not much left, just some tents now in Newport.
Is there a game in tents?
Great to be back, guys. It's great.
I used to love going to all them like role playing stuff and all that, and game stuff and all that, like Forbidden Planet and all them sci-fi stuff and all.
Yeah, it's fucking wicked.
I got kind of particularly fucking enamored of the genre, but I love seeing like 3D, like 3D plastic versions of like comic book birds, when I had big boobs and tiny fucking bikinis on, like in all that. You know what I mean?
What I like was going in and seeing a sort of, you know, a 1 in 50 replica of the Predator, and it probably cost about 230 quid, but it was highly detailed, and you wish to God you could have it and it'd be fucking amazing, but you know for a fact when you got it home you do fuck all with it. Fucking
yeah, my mate Gareth in Barry, when I was a kid growing up, he had an enormous fucking Millennium Falcon in his room, and an even more enormous fucking Death Star. But it was made of cardboard, you could see all inside it.
Did he make it himself?
This very day, he wished he kept it, like, but it was fucked by the end.
I bet it was worth a fucking bomb.
It was enormous. It must have been about 3 feet wide, this Death Star. And it had all decks what would come out and all fucking bits what would come off, like.
Micro memories. Someone else's micro memory. It's a borrowed micro memory. Oh, yeah, I was informed about it about 12 years ago, maybe 15.
Tell the public, John.
I went to my local pub, Bailey's, which at the time was run by Pete Merchant. He no longer runs it. So yes, Pete. If you're in Newport, don't go to Bailey's and ask for Pete because he doesn't run it anymore. But when he ran it, he's still alive, and his wife Sue ran it. And sometimes his son,
Jill.
Sometimes his son, Steve, would run the pub, and Steve was a lovely lad, but he's very quiet. Oh, no, I'm on a quake. On occasion. Made a punk. I'm on occasion.
Don't tell him, Pike.
On one occasion, one of my mates was talking about his love of He-Man. Esther Hansen, that's life.
By the power of Grayskull.
Steve just quietly said, I had the full Planet Eternia tabletop playset. He said, what the fuck's that? He said, exactly what I just told you. It was a replica of the Planet Eternia, but it was a playset the size of a table. And I used to have it. And we said, fucking hell, what was it like? He said, it was really good. Shortly after that, I told him about a process called dick bonging, where you smoke weed from someone's dick. Yes, do you want me to tell you about dick bonging?
Oh, yeah, if you would, John, please. Yeah.
All right. What you got to do, you got to find a winning partner first.
Hang on a second, John. If you wouldn't mind, I'd like to introduce you to this, the start of the 10th television.
Incoming pain.
We tell them it's shit. They listen to it. Then they say that was shit. I said, yeah, I know. We just told you that.
Clap hands only.
This is heroin that's been sort of mixed up with shit and then dried up.
Incoming pain.
There is a lot of old clag, this, right? There's no point trying to address it. There's no point trying to fucking polish a turd, is there, right?
Put it behind a paywall.
Only the claghounds may enter the paywall.
If we're going to do it every week, then these idiots need to be punished for it.
Beaten around the balls with a telephone book, that kind of thing.
Incoming paywall. Twice the clag, twice the regret. All for £5. To become an official Claghound, go to patreon.com/the demon seed.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.